Sukkah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1-5. In the previous Mishnah, we established the very basic principles of what constitutes kosher schach, and that was that it had to grow from the ground and be detached from the ground and not be makabel tuma. Nevertheless, the next couple of Mishnahs will discuss scenarios where you used materials which conform to those criteria, and yet it's not kosher for schach. Okay? The first here in our Mishnah is going to be predicated on the problem of a d'oraisa, which is, we already established the reason when one puts a schach up, he has to put it up for the sake of creating shade. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Shammai held you needed to put it up for the holiday itself, but Beis Hillel says as long as you're intending to create a shady space, that is acceptable for schach. That's all it needs. And therefore, if you put it up something not for the sake of creating shade, it will be pasal mido oraisa. It would simply be not called schach, not acceptable. Okay? Our mission is going to consider a din derabanan, where you do something for the sake of creating shade, but we're afraid that in subsequent years or generations, people will come to do the same action and not have kosher sukkah because it will be violated on the d'oraisa level. And here is the scenario. It says, chavile kash v'chavile etzim v'chavile zradim. If you have bundles of kash, which is straw, or etzim, which is wood, or zradim, which are kind of canes you use to feed animals, all these things are useful when they're soft as animal fodder, etc. But if you dry them out, they are useful for kindling, for firewood. And you cannot underestimate the importance and the demand for firewood they had in the good old days. That's how they cooked their food, that's how they heated their houses, etc. So they were in perennially creating new firewood. I'm sure you've seen if you've been camping or out into the, you know, third world country or even into the, you know, the mountains. People have like tons and tons of stacks of firewood. You go through lots of it. So if a person would take a bundle of kindling, and a bundle actually has a specific halachic definition, which is here, it has to be 25 of these sticks of wood or stalks of straw or canes, at least 25, and you bundle it up. The bundling is to make it easier to carry. And then you put it on, let's say, on top of the gazebo. So, ein mesachin bo, you can't use that as schach. Even though, of course, these things grow from the ground. They're not makabel tumos, they're kosher schach. But midurabban, you can't put them as schach. Why? Because people would normally, throughout the year, be collecting this kind of firewood and putting it on top of their gazebo to dry out in the sun. And if you're putting it up to dry out in the sun, you're not putting it to create a shaded space, which means that a sukkah that's made out of wood that you put on the roof to dry out, and then you said, oh, now I have a roof made out of, you know, drying branches, let's use that as the sukkah. That would be pasul mido oraisa, invalid. And therefore, the rabbi said, you can't even put such bundles on your sukkah with the intention of creating a shaded space, because this year you'll use those bundles that you put up for the sake of making shade, but next year you'll use the bundles you put up for the sake of drying out and they're just repurposed. And that would be a violation of the principle of let me not jump the gun there for a second. So that's a din derabanan. Now the Mishnah says, v'chulan shehitiran ksheros. In all these things, meaning these three types of bundles, that's what the v'chulan here refers back to, if you untie the bundle, if you cut the string that holds them together, then they immediately are now kosher for schach. The reason why is because you put them up for the sake of creating shade. Now, and there's no need to like sort of be minanei them, to shake them up, to put them down a second time and so on. That's not necessary. Now, if you ask, wait a second, we had a couple of Mishnayos ago, we said that if you have like grapevines on top of your sukkah, so then, and they're attached to the ground, if you detach them, it becomes now kosher schach, but you have to be minanei, you have to pick it up and put it back down again. You have to replace it, because that was the issue of ta sevlo mina aso. You have to make the sukkah not just repurpose an area that was not with kosher schach now for living underneath. So while it's true when it comes to attached to the ground vines, it's not true. You don't need to be minanei and re-pick up, put down the bundles we're talking about here, because they were only pasal midurabanan when it comes to the vines and the ivy and so on. That was invalid mid oraisa on a Torah level. Now, however, make sure it's clear to you. That's true if this case of remission is indeed a derabanan, meaning if you put the wood up there for the sake of drying out, and then you say, we'll repurpose it now as a sukkah, and you simply just cut the string, No, since that was put up there and it's invalid midoraisa, it wasn't put up for the sake of making a shade. Even if you cut the string, you'll need to then be menanea and pick it up and put it back down again. V'chulan, now this v'chulan, as the Mishnah continues on, is a different v'chulan than the previous v'chulan, and in fact, there's questions if this is indeed the correct girsa altogether, but let's assume it is and keep it simple. This v'chulan and all of them is referring not back to the three types of straw and wood and cane, but rather all the types of invalid tzchak we said before, meaning things that didn't even grow from the ground, or that they're yes or makabel tuma. Even those things, kasheris l'defanos, those are kosher and acceptable to be used as the walls of your sukkah, because the sukkah is defined by its schach, the thing which covers and creates shade, and that's what defines a sukkah. Then it needs to have walls, but those walls can be anything you want. It's just that the schach had to come for things that resemble the pasolas, the leftovers of your gorn and your yekev, of your threshing floor and your vineyard. But the walls, the sukkah, can be made of anything you want without restriction.